going to transform you here on 99.7 DJX into the mystic world of horoscopes and star signs.
Uh-huh.
Now, listen, we don't really talk much about horoscopes or star signs on the show anymore. But we figured we'd make an exception with this. In recognition of National Princess Day recently.
Oh, great.
People Magazine matched your zodiac sign with what Disney princess you'd be.
Okie dokie.
So let's start. Aries. You would be Mulan. Her warrior spirit and down-to-earth personality relates to Aries' energy. What are you again?
I'm a Libra, so yeah. It's gonna take a while to get there.
Okay,
down the list.
All right, hey, I'll burn through these, all right?
Yes.
All right, because really, it's really just about you and I.
Exactly.
All right, Taurus, you're Moana. Not afraid of anything, has a stubborn nature and a desire to do things on her own terms.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, Gemini. You are Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, sweet.
Social butterfly, eclectic personality, sure. Positive attitude.
Yep.
If you're a Cancer, you're Cinderella. You have a nurturing nature like Cancers do.
Oh, yeah. She takes care of a lot of mice.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. This is the Disney princess based on your zodiac sign. We're to Leo. Uh-huh. You're Jasmine from Aladdin.
Ooh.
Flair for beauty and bling makes you regal.
Yes.
All right, this is my star sign. I would be a Virgo and Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
There goes the baker with his tray.
Oh, like always. I hear the resemblance.
Yeah. Inner beauty, truth. Belle's compassionate nature loves the beast in others as long as they have a beautiful heart. That is so me.
So you.
That is so me.
To a T.
That is so me.
Yeah.
All right, Libra, this is you, right?
Yes.
Snow White.
Oh, wow.
Known for grace and beauty like Libras.
Please don't run away. I won't hurt you.
Patient, loving, social.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Libra.
This makes sense because literally in my house, as soon as I sit on a couch, all of the dogs come running like I'm Snow White in the forest with the forest animals.
Yeah.
1,000%.
There you go. Look.
Yes.
You resemble, because of your zodiac sign, Snow White. Me, Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Scorpios, you're like Rapunzel from Tangled.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yearns for change, manifests her freedom. Now, Sagittarius's. This is like my wife. Merida from Brave.
Oh, that makes sense.
Doesn't want to conform to society's expectations. Enjoys her individuality. Also, a skilled archer.
Is your wife
that is
good
so
with the
my wife.
Yeah. Okay. All
She's
right.
good with a bow. She's a violinist.
That is true.
I'm telling you, this is spot on, Kelly.
Wow.
I don't know why we don't have a horoscope or star sign segment on our show more often.
Oh, we need to bring it back.
this is revealing.
This is so spot on. How have we been conducting our lives without knowing this information every day?
Your Disney princess based on your zodiac sign, Capricorns, were to you. You're Tiana from Princess and the Frog.
Yeah.
Business mind, hardworking spirit.
Sure.
That's your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Aquarius, you're like Rhea.
Rhea and the Last Dragon.
Yeah.
Okay,
unconventional,
yes.
Marches to the beat of her own drum, independent.
Sure. Yeah.
Finally, Pisces.
Mm.
Pisces, your Aurora from, which one is that?
Sleeping Beauty,
yes. Protected through her life, wants to escape, though. Yearns to run off with a mysterious stranger.
Oh, well, that's kind of strangely specific. I mean,
wow.
Trusting strangers.
Yeah.
Went to live with them in the forest.
That's right.
I mean, she was a baby, truth be told. She didn't really realize it.
Not right. Sure, yep. We'll do this.
Yep.
So, yeah, Kelly, live your life like you're Snow White.
I will. I will continue to do that. I will just, when I'm out in nature, I'll just extend my arms and wait for the animals to come. That's what I'm going to do.
And I will conduct my life like Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Yes!
No truer statements have ever been said on this show. I don't know why we haven't done this more often.
You need to take up reading. Belle loved to read.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. No, Laura, the feedback you're hearing isn't feedback. It's actually just the...
It's ambiance.
It's ambiance.
That's on purpose, Laura.
Yeah, that is actually on purpose.
Yeah, no, we're doing that on purpose. Yeah, that, sorry.
All right, I'll cut it. All right, so there you go. Oh, shoot.
Oh, gosh. Jason is also saying that. I'm Libra, definitely loving and patient, but in no way am I social, LOL. Also, there's a whirring sound in your background music that's making me think there's something wrong with my truck for a few seconds.
Can I not have ambiance music anymore? Am I not allowed to have this?
I know you're going for mystical.
I was.
Space-like, yeah.
Like,
but it's throwing everybody off.
Everybody's like, what's wrong with my radio?
I'm taking my truck to the mechanic today because something is amiss.
Oh, shoot. All right, there you go. We may have to bring back the whole horoscopes and zodiac signs after this being such a rousing success.
Is it? Is this necessary to do every day?
Why
do you? We'll definitely need to change up the ambiance music.
It's 99.7 DJX.